Okay, this is Carrie with the Prime Spot Radio Show, but as you know, the show is not happening during summer. So, what we've been doing is taking the big red bus from Long Beach to San Pedro during the first Thursday Art Walk, and you're going to be hearing some people. We're actually recording on the bus on the way back to Long Beach after the tour. So, ladies, I mean miss, what's your name? Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe any artistic background, and what you thought of the tour tonight.
Hi, I'm Janine from the Prime Spot, and I just love this red double-decker bus. We're on the top floor, wind blowing in our hair, and we see the gorgeous Vincent Thomas Bridge all lighted in blue. And we visited the most amazing art exhibit. What is the name? And Jewel. Howard and Jewel. And we had a special treat of the building owner. He gave us a tour of his living quarters on the top floor. And it's amazing. They collect things from all over the world, from like the old and old days. We saw some amazing things, amazing art.
Where are you from?
I'm from Long Beach.
Now, Debbie, you're also from the shore. You're the Belmont Shore Girl.
I am the Belmont Shore Girl.
What's your real name, your whole name, and do you have a website? What's your artistic background, etc.?
Well, I do. Actually, I've got a couple things going on. My name is Deborah Highmaster. I do interior design, and I also have a website for travel at easylowcosttravel.com. So, of course, I want to get out and experience everything that there is to see in Long Beach. So, Carrie is giving me the opportunity to see it. And I've actually known that she's done this for years, but I've never, ever gone on a double-deck bus ride. So, this is like the closest thing I've done in many, 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 many years.
So, I don't know if you heard or if the wind is blowing, but to tell you the truth, this is only the second one. So, you are one of the very few that have been taking part of this. Now, you do interior design, you also do personal shopping for people that don't know how to dress, like me. How do people get in touch with you?
That's correct. Actually, I do personal shopping, I do interior design. So, best way to get in touch with me is on my website for travel. Because I do all three at www.easylowcosttravel.com. So I am excited to do things for people artistically, interiorly, for travel. And it's great to be a part of tonight. Thank you.
Great, great. And here we go. I'm about to talk to Lucy. She's the featured photographer tonight. We'll get her after she takes pictures, beautiful pictures of the two bridges here. I guess it's the Desmond Bridge and the Vincent St. Thomas Bridge. Now, I'm sitting next to Walter McNulty, and he's a member of Long Beach Arts. Of course, they were the hosts of this special art reception tonight. How are you doing, Walt?
Good. Having a great time.
Good. And how do you like the big red bus?
It's fun. And I tell you, you're out in the open, enjoying everything, and presenting the great places with great art. It's been a couple of years since I've been over to San Diego, and I'm amazed at the quality of the work that we saw tonight.
Great. We got you across the bridge, and have you ever been to Gallery of Jewel before tonight, or did you?
Oh, I've been there first time.
How about have you ever seen? Did you see the gentleman playing the song?
Oh, he was fascinating. I've never heard a song that well, but I've heard it before.
I think it was a Sears song. Did you recognize any of the songs? You said he liked to play the love.
Yeah.
Slow romantic songs.
I didn't recognize him really, but I didn't say that.
There's so much art around us. So. Now tell us a little bit about Long Beach Park.
Well, it's been around for 80 years. We're celebrating our 80th year. And we're the biggest, the best supporter of art, of the artists in Long Beach that you'll find. and that's been our goal from the time we were founded, was to promote poker and any artist that was interested in activity. And that's what we do, is exhibit their work.
Right, we just came from the members exhibit. You got a piece up. Tell us a little bit about your artistic background.
Oh, yeah, started in high school, well, before high school. And I got interested in supporting the art of different kinds of theater and sketch and so forth. And then I started drawing and doing painting and watercolor stuff. And then Susie Swanson and then Leslie Smith, she's the art group, which is on me, way back from World War II in the 30s. And they asked me if I would join Longbeach Art and become a member of it, become a member of their board. And I got started doing floor arrangements. That was my big love originally.
Oh, and this is like in the 1940s? Or?
30s and 40s, yeah, late 30s for us, early 40s. And I always did all the receptions and decorating for the Long Beach Arts reception. At least we'd have 250 people at our dinners and banquets and so forth, you know. We weren't, well, we didn't have the competition to have nowadays, you know, thanks to this.
Right. I'm so glad that you're here. Long Beach Arts is www.long-beach-art.org. And to describe your, you've got a painting tonight. Tell us a little bit about that during the presentation.
Last time I experimented, it didn't turn out the way I started. I was kind of experimenting with doing funnelism. I just got to do the landscape thing, you know. And the trees just come out the way I wanted them to. And I was just struggling with them. And somebody came up and said, oh, look, it's like apples. Well, I said, well, why don't you make a tree out of them? Okay, that sounds good. So I did. I started making apple figures out of them, you know, put legs on them and stuff. And it's not good. That's not good. But the best thing I like about it is the fact that I call it multiple trails and apples.
That is great. You just heard from Walter McNulty. Thank you so much for coming along and supporting the Big Red Bus. Okay, we've got some other sources here. Someone doesn't want to speak at all. I'm trying to drink. This is a BYOB on the bus. But you might have had one of those damsels. You tried one of those. Did you like it? I did. It was very good. All right. You know, damselfuel.com is like a pink damsel fuel. Tino, tell us a little bit, Tino, about damsel fuel.
Damsel fuel is a brand new energy drink created by women for women. It's a fantastic pink drink. Their new pink can is 5 calories, 1 carb, sugar free, made with super citrus max, so it's got an appetite suppressant. So great for the diet, and look forward to it on 7-Eleven stores.
Great. What's the website along with that? Try to spell it.
There's two of them actually. One is damselfuel.com, and that's for the whole product line. And then go ahead and for damsel fuel, the drink product, it's damselfuel.com. Phone number, if anybody wants to call and find that information, is 1-800-711-FUEL.
Great. 7-Eleven. Hopefully I'll be able to stop at any 7-Eleven to get that. What did you think of the tour tonight? And how did it differ from last time? It's always different here on the Big Red Bus.
That's true. Last time it was great. We actually stopped at more locations last time, but we actually probably saw more art this time than last time. It was consolidated to just a couple of stops, but pretty big venues. The art was incredible. One of the things about the Big Red Bus Art Tour is the fact that you get real up close and personal with some of these people in their loft where they live, their homes in Athens, working studios, and it's really great to see their hard work and also to see where they live and how they live and talk to them one-on-one about what creates their creativity.
Wow, that is excellent. Thank you so much for your feedback. I hope this all comes out. We do have the wind whipping at the microphone. Okay, here we go. We are with...
Peter and
Melissa. What do you think about tonight? You were on the last tour and this tour. What's the difference?
Difference is, Gallery School is a great experience because you got to go to the penthouse. That was a neat thing to do. Seems like it was more romantic art this time. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from San Pedro?
Yeah, I'm from San Pedro. She's from Whittier. And, you know, I live...
She's shy.
No, it's not shy at all. Could be treating her and she's all over the place.
She didn't have enough to drink here on the BYOB Big Red Bus.
No, but even the fact, even though I live, like, right there... It makes it worth a while to drive all the way out to Long Beach to take the bus over back to Pedro because that's a fun experience.
Tell us a little bit more about you, your interest in art, your artistically inclined.
I dabble in photography and play a little guitar. And I met Peter originally from the Gondolas, from Roland Gondolas.
Gondola Getaway in Naples.
Yeah, that's right, Gondola, yeah.
Any last words about the Big Red Bus?
It's a must-do, I guess.
Must-do. Fun. Good time.
All right.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Okay, I am speaking with your name, Chantel Zimmerman. And you, Chantel, me again. And I shall tell you again. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. I am an artist. I design three-dimensional mixed-media bound object art, as well as sing and songwrite. And I facilitate artist way workshops. Do you have a website that goes along with that? I sure do, www.artistswaysouthbay. That's plural with no apostrophe. .com? Thank you, yeah, .com. Now, tell us what you thought about tonight. The Big Red Bus, the first Thursday art walk in San Pedro. What'd you think?
I thought it was super duper fun. I had a blast. Came here with meetup.com, which was amazing. We had a great time. The bus was just marvelous going over the bridge. Highlights, nighttime, the lights, the sky, fantastic. Super fun. A little windy, but good nonetheless. And San Pedro, first Thursday art walk was amazing. The only thing I would say is that I wish we had gone to more galleries because the art is fantastic, the people are fantastic, locations are fantastic. Super fun. If you haven't been here, you're missing out and you need to come.
I know that you had your sights set on the Flash Alley Studio, and we plan on checking that out. We do that the first tour. We're going to do it the last tour. I think our next month in September will be our last tour. So,
wait, your last tour? Wait a minute. No. We can't have this be a last tour. We need to have more tours. We need to be organizing more things, and not only in the 562, but in other areas of Los Angeles as well.
Oh, I love it. I love that energy. Thank you so much. All right. Here we go. I'm like interrupting a conversation. Oh, maybe I'll let you guys talk. All right. And what's your name? And tell us a little bit about
it. I'm Troy Perry. I'm a filmmaker. And I came here to meet new people and experience something different. And it certainly was. It was a wonderful time. Had a wonderful time meeting a lot of great people and seeing a lot of great art and just having a great experience. The whole thing was fantastic.
Now, do you have a website?
www.fergusfilm.com. That's FERGUSFILM.com. And I'm a filmmaker videographer. I do documentaries and experimental films.
Oh, that sounds great. What was the highlight on the tour for you tonight? Besides the beautiful bus ride.
The view, just meeting great people, and both galleries are very interesting, and it's kind of hard to pick a favorite. They're all wonderful, so I want to come back for sure.
All right, great. We met Troy as well as the others through the LA Art Meetup on meetup.com. All right, I'm with two more members, two more tour takers of the Big Red Bus Ride. What's your name?
Adriana Whitney.
And now you're a realtor, correct?
I'm a real estate broker.
and tell us, well, go ahead and promote that if you'd like. I mean, you're on our bus tour, and you never know. Somebody might want to buy a house and buy some art.
Absolutely. You know, people do need walls to hang those beautiful artwork. And that's what I'm here for, is to help people make dreams come true. Unfortunately, right now, my website is under construction. But you could always find me if you go to pv.com under Adriana Whitney. And
TV is Palos Verdes.
Yeah, Palos Verdes. And I came because I heard in order to have a great time and enjoy and meet wonderful people like yourself, and at the same time look at this great art. And I really enjoyed it. I had a great time, and the bus was just the best. I was looking at the lights and being up in the open. So I told my friend tomorrow when people ask me what I did, I'm going to say I went topless.
That is so funny. Thank you so much for coming along. And what is your name?
Hi, Steve.
And tell us a little bit about you and your artistic background.
I'm a graphic designer. I work a lot on Photoshop. So if you need any like portraits or stuff where you want to retouch your picture and anything, you can email me or call me.
What's your email?
My email is hifi@techbell.net. So I don't know if people can understand from the... They can understand my email address. It's just, you know, because sometimes they are, it's hard to hear the letters, the alphabet.
You have a link on the meetup, on the LA artists on the meetup.com.
Yeah, I'm a member of LA art meetup too.
Right.
My ID is Maboem, Maboeme.
All right, and what was your highlight tonight on the tour?
I love the second studio we went. What's the name of it?
Gallery Azul, where we went.
The big building. I really love it. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. I didn't expect this. And I thought we are just going to see some small galleries. But that one is like amazing, you know.
Yeah. This is a very special stop that we had, a very special intimate tour of a live work area. And I've heard from DJs that have been there for 5 months and other people that have been there going and they haven't even seen that. So very interesting. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, now your name?
Dina.
Dina, and you found out about this tour via...
Through the Artist Way with Chantal Zimmerman.
Tell us a little bit about your background. I saw you taking pictures. You're a photographer.
No, I'm not a photographer, actually. I'm a sculpturist. And I recently started working for a photographer, and she said, yes, you should take pictures. So I have.
Now, what did you think of the Big Red Bus Tour and the San Pedro Art Wall?
It was very fun. It was a nice way to see the city. I had no idea that San Pedro had that many little artists communities. It was nice.
And what was the highlight? I know you were asking, are we shopping anywhere else?
I thought it was all great.
I wanted to see more.
I wanted to see more. There was so much to see. I loved the apartment, the loft. That was beautiful. What a nice little surprise that was. Yeah,
that was. Very special tour just for us. Now, do you have a website yourself?
No, I do not.
Contact information if people like what they heard, they want to contact you, or just catch up with you through Artist Way?
That would be the way to do it.
All right. Are you a member of the LA Artists on Meetup?
I just joined.
Great.
I am a new member, and my picture's on there.
Okay, so look for Dina on Meetup.com.
Right.
LA Arts. There you go.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Sure, you want to roll down?
All right, and I am here. This is the end of the tour, and I am speaking to the one and only Lucy Nguyen. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. I had a great time on the bus. I didn't know what to expect, but it was a great opportunity to meet all different kinds of people and see amazing artwork and be really inspired and amazed, and it was great.
Now, have you ever been to the San Pedro Art Walk first time?
No, this was my very first time, so I will definitely be coming back.
Have you been to the second Saturday Art Walk in Long Beach?
Yes, I've been to the second Saturday, the last Saturday, and
the first Friday
artist. Yeah.
Okay.
Long Beach gal, so.
Now you have quite a camera there. Tell us a little bit about that and your website, what people can find on your website.
Well, I use the Canon camera. I've always been partial to Canon ever since my very first camera. And my website is www.lunavision.net. So I pretty much take pictures of all kinds, but I love taking pictures of live bands. I love combining music and art. And I love taking pictures of architecture and nature, so.
Great. I've seen your live band. I've seen your live music shots. I met you through Leldon. We're both Leldon fans. And, oh, and here's Debbie also. We've got a few Leldon fans on this bus. And how did you get interested in photography? And that's not even what you do for a living, right?
No. I'm actually the data analyst by day, artist by night. So I really like that, how I'm able to combine both artistic and analytical skills with photography. So I get to do a little bit of both, and it's always, you know, fun to experiment and learn. So
now, what did you take a picture of when you first decided to share it with the world and put it on the web? What was your content? Was that a band?
Yes. Although I started becoming really passionate about photography while in college, it was too late to change my major, so I decided to finish up my major and pursue photography since it's my passion. So I have my day job, and then I have my passion. So
no, there's a key word, the passion word, the P word. Deborah Highmaster says it, I say it, that's what the Friend Spot was based upon, was passion. Go ahead and name some of your favorite bands that you've taken some shots of, because I've seen them, and let's, you know, share these bands with the world.
Of course, there's Long Beach Zone Plastic, with the boys from One Way Ride, along with, actually, they're looking for a drummer still.
Oh, yeah.
They keep losing their drummer for some reason. But they're actually in studio right now. They're finishing up their album, so it should be out anytime now. I've also loved taking pictures of Weldon when they ride. But I just love
Magdalene or
yes.
Honeyfly?
Magdalene, Honeyfly. They're
kind of more.
Yeah, they're kind of.
You have your mind on art, not music.
Let's see, who else? Duress is a great band from Huntington Beach. And, I don't know. I like
you them. Could be next. Who knows? Now, what's your MySpace page?
My MySpace page is www.myspace.com/lunavision.
All right, lunavision as in lunavision.net. Thank you so much. And check out lunavision.net to see some pictures of the first Thursday San Pedro Art Walk and the big red bus ride, the beautiful sunset. Thanks for hanging out with Carrie and the friends, spot.com and the big red bus. Woo!
Woo!